USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Gas Buddy Head of Petroleum Analysis Patrick DeHaan weighs in on Hurricane Ida's impact on oil prices.
I don't think we're going to go much higher. I think maybe a few more cents a gallon, maybe as high as $3.25 a gallon. I really don't foresee getting much worse than that at this time. But still, as motorists hit the road, they're going to be encountering rising prices for Labor Day. I think that will usher in lower prices by mid and late September.
DeHaan appeared on Fox Business. Friday's non-farm payrolls report not only reflected below expectations job growth in August, but also showed unemployment rising for black workers, teenagers, and those with some college or an associate's degree. The Labor Department jobs report showed that non-farm payroll employment rose by 235,000 in August, far below the forecast of 750,000. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
The Banksy shredded painting comes back. Here's USA's Wendy King.
The Banksy artwork that self-shredded right after it sold for $1.4 million in 2018 is now up for sale once again. The estimated price this time, $5.5 to $8.3 million. Love is in the Bin will travel to London, Hong Kong, Taipei, and New York before it goes to auction next month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The House Armed Services Committee adopted an amendment Friday requiring Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to detail various elements of the Pentagon's activities in Afghanistan, including how military officials plan to facilitate the evacuation of American citizens who were left behind. Proposed by Representative Mike Rogers, Republican of Alabama, the amendment also directs Austin to brief Congress on the Pentagon's plan to maintain air superiority in Afghanistan, its ongoing intelligence and surveillance operations, as well as counterterrorism operations. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
With power due back for almost all of New Orleans by next week, Mayor LaToya Cantrell strongly encouraged residents who evacuated because of Hurricane Ida to begin returning home. But outside the city, the prospects of recovery appeared bleaker, with no timeline on power restoration and homes and businesses in tatters. 6 days after Hurricane Ida made landfall, hard-hit parts of Louisiana were still struggling to restore any sense of normalcy. Former President Trump hasn't announced if he'll run again in 2024. Resistance is already forming, though, from within his own party. Mike Fortier has more.
Members of the Lincoln Project putting out a new video Friday ahead of the 2024 presidential election.
Just remember.
I don't remember!
We're still here, and the only loser is you.
The Lincoln Project, the group of anti-Trump Republicans that ran attack ads against Trump in the last election. Outgoing Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey also calling on Trump to stay out of the race.
After what happened post-2020 election, I think the president's behavior was completely unacceptable. So I don't think he should be the nominee to lead the party in 2024.
Toomey talking to CNBC Friday, he accuses Trump of departing from conservative orthodoxy in issues like immigration and trade. Toomey voting to impeach Trump following the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Another anti-Trump Republican, Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger, tweeting Saturday morning that America deserves way better than Trump. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.